Then I guess you.
What's up, everybody? We back. You guys have always asked us for reviews and what we think about this album, what we think about that album. You know, and as you know, that is five of us. And it's hard to cover it all. You know, we're just going to break out, man, and just touch on them, you know, one-on-one, you know, maybe even solo. You've seen Mike and B do solo reviews, maybe even as a trio. But just a way to kind of put out more content. You guys can hear us talk about albums that we like, that we talk about just, you know, on the side, you know, that are not recorded. With this one, sitting down with the 430, we talk about La Orange. And Jeremiah J. Feeling what we're saying about this review, the link is in the description. Click that. You can buy the album off iTunes and show your support. And also, fan funding, man. You know, a lot of you guys appreciate and show us love on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. And if you guys appreciate what we're doing, we appreciate it. If you can throw a dollar or two there, you know, out there,
you know, to help your boys
continue to put out work. That's on you, man. If you're feeling, you know, kind. But anyway, this is getting a little long-winded, so I'm gonna jump into it. B.
You ain't let B talk about his.
Oh, shit. My bad.
What you got going on, B?
So, yeah, when you, man. Yeah. My bad, B. Hey, you know what we're talking about? You know, these reviews and shit.
Yeah, I know. I feel you.
So go ahead and let the people know what you've done.
I'm kind of like rebranding my channel. You know, I'm still going to be talking about B tapes and such, but I'm also going to be talking about video games because I know. Based on Twitter, people know I'm a video game head. So they'd be like, yo, B, what you think about this game? And, oh, man, you played this game yet? And are you waiting for this big release? So it's like, yeah, I am. I got it. I beat it already. So then I thought, like, you know what?
Humble bragging.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just also add video game talk on my channel as well? First one is going to be Batman Arkham Knight. So be on the lookout for that pretty soon. And I'm also doing my top five mid-year B-tapes of the year so far. So, and I also did a collab review on my channel with Neil Drops. Shout out to Neil Drops for doing that collab when we did the Pete Rock Peace Tremendous Volume 2. So, and I just also uploaded Knowledge Hood Dream. And I might put in some beat videos. You never know. I mean, you know, I might throw that in there. Surprise, you know, every now and then throw a beat video in there for people that's always wondering, like, yo, you chop this up or you should make beat videos. So I'm like, okay. YouTube.com/BZ430.
You got a Twitch account?
Yeah, I do have a Twitch account, but I'm going to start using that too.
Okay.
And it's BZ430.
Everything to 430,
dude. So yeah, I have a Twitch account. I'm going to start using that a lot more and like kind of broadcasting and sharing my gameplay and stuff.
La Orange, producer out of North Carolina, I think is
no, he's from Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee.
Sure.
I believe so.
The wiki says. Somebody said he was from North Carolina.
He probably is.
La Orange, I mean, you feel free to correct us.
Yeah, feel free to correct us if you're watching this.
Stuff might be on.
I thought it was Tennessee.
Incorrect online, and if it is, I'm sorry, but blame the online.
Yeah, online. Blame the internet, huh?
Yeah, blame the internet. I think his last project was, what, The Workadays?
Yep.
Solo?
Yep.
Jeremiah J. is out of Chicago. He was signed to Brainfeeder, now he's with Warp. Mm-hmm. Been around for a minute. I got onto him with Bad Jokes, and he did
me too.
He's did a couple of projects. He has one out with Zizzy Gibson, Prehistoric. He also has the Young Black Preachers, Jesus, and a lot of other stuff, man. Mm-hmm. He puts in work. So they got together to put out The Night Took Us In Like Family. This was a really good project. It's dark. It's I think they said it was an ode to like old 40s gangster flicks.
I got that feel from this album. Listen to it. I had like a 1930s like mafia type of feel when I'm listening to this. When hearing like the different backdrops and the different like type of themes for the beats that La Orange was putting out, because this is a different type of production from La Orange. If you listen to his previous works, I mean, going back to Still Spinning, it's like. Like, and then for him to go from that to this type of feel of production, it was definitely a different turn and, you know, a different feel for the beat. So it was really interesting to hear him make these type of beats throughout this whole project. Not saying that I didn't like it, like, it was just interesting him going that type of route. But it fit Jeremiah J so well. Like, I think with this project, I loved it too, just so y'all know. I think with Jeremiah J's type of subdued flow, like, it's really like, you know what he kind of remind me of on certain songs?
Who's that?
a mixture of blue and Earl. Like on that joint Ice Obsidian, I think I'm saying it right. Yeah, I know. Didn't his delivery kind of sound like Earl a little bit? Not saying like he's biting or nothing like that, but like it just kind of put me in that, because it's like you said, it's so dark.
Yeah.
It's jazzy too. It's very dark, jazzy, and it's just like, oh man. But when I heard Ice Obsidian, I'm like, man, he kind of sounds like Earl, but which was dope though. It was dope as hell. Yeah, I'm like, he kind of reminds me of Earl on that particular song.
Ice Obsidian is probably my favorite track.
It is.
And I'm pissed because it's only a minute 47 seconds. That bass line is so menacing. Like, you know, I just wanna roll down the windows, you know, and at late at night, like 12, 1, just be riding through some hood somewhere.
Right,
just,
right.
Every time it comes on, I'm just like, ooh, get him. And then all of a sudden, and the way he ended the second half, mm-hmm. like you felt like there was gonna be more,
yeah.
and then he just chopped that bitch up. I'm like, you motherfucker. Ice Obsidian, man, that shit.
See, you know, to me, you know an album's good when you have a different favorite track all the time. So for me, like, I think the first one that I really loved a lot was Ignore the Man to Your Right. I think featuring Homeboy Sandman.
That
was my joint. All I Need with a Gift of Gab from Blackalicious. Mm-hmm. That was another one. Then it was towards one of the tracks, Starry Eye Balcony Walkers. That's another one that was my favorite. So it was like almost every time I listened to this, every other time I listened to this, I always had like a different favorite track, you know, and even though this album meshed very well, and if this makes sense, but everything still sounded a lot different. I don't know if that's kind of weird or a good thing or a bad thing, but it felt like with every different track, I still got that same dark feel, but a lot of the tracks still sound completely different for me for some reason.
I think that's a credit to LaOrange and the way he did the production, because you can listen to this as one complete album, one complete story, or you can listen to it in the individual parts, the four parts that are on here. And he does a good job of kind of filling in some gaps if you kind of lose place when you listen to lyrics with some of the samples that he uses. Yeah. Ice Obsidian just really became my favorite track, this week. But Taken by the Night was my joint.
That's the one I think he sound like Blue for some reason. Like,
yeah.
Like just voice wise. Like like damn, he sound just like Blue. Go ahead.
Kicking Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Man, was that the one where he said I make the baritone sound like Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Nick. He's a Louisville slugger. It was another line. I was like, dang man, Jeremiah, don't do it to him like that. Death Valley was the video, was the video, right? I think they put a video up for Death Valley. Kind of really made it that much better for me, just seeing, you know, the guy in his head doing this stuff, and you know the black and white visuals that they had behind it. And you know, at that point I was like, I think around that time or maybe even before that, I was like, yo, we need to talk about this album. Because it was receiving, you know, a lot of props and praise, but I felt that in some form or fashion, we needed to at least have a discussion about it some way. And that's why I wanted to do this album, because I didn't want this to go unnoticed by us. Like, we could talk about it on Twitter, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
You know, there's a lot of people that's watching us and that look for dope albums, and this is one
that you have to check out.
Yeah, people
need to check out. And it's like, once again, Mellow Music Group, it's like they always find a way, every time with every release, it's like they putting out something that's just like, man, where are you guys finding these artists from? Like, how are y'all getting this great quality of hip hop? You know, Open Mike Eagle, you know, just Quelly Chris. It's just like all these guys, they just find this, like, man, they're just so creative. And, you know, the thing about Jeremiah J, I like is like, you know, his flow is so subdued, his voice is so monotone. Mm-hmm. But just like Kai and Rock Marciano, he be saying some slick. He's slick with the wordplay. You gotta really peep him out. Same thing with Blue. Like sometimes Blue can be very monotone, but Blue is very, very slick with the wordplay. Mm-hmm. So you know, for them two, they mesh very well as far as marriage on this album. I can see, even though of course I saw this, people was throwing out the comparison to Mad Villainy. You know, Mad.
Oh
yeah. I can see why, but it's like, come on, like, stop it with that comparison. But these two mesh so well, and it's so dark and menacing and stuff, so you can see why people throw that out there. But at the same time, it's like, come on, like,
well, you know, and I think because they can easily draw a line to it,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, because it's not really a lot of projects that they can find that would fit like that. So I think that's why, even though, so maybe they're not making, I hope they're not making a direct comparison, but
maybe
they're just saying, you know, in similar fashion, you know,
probably,
this is kind of what it reminds me of.
I probably took it as a direct comparison. Like,
they may have.
You stupid ass. Like, you know, but other than that, you could be right, though. You could be on to something.
Yeah, I didn't see how they wrote it. I didn't, you know, so they could have been saying that, but. You know, I get it, but, you know, now I think this stands alone, you know, by itself. Jeremiah J, you know, and I'm like you, man. Lawrence, normally his stuff is really, really soulful and jazzy. You know,
and for him to make this type of production, man, it just shows, I guess, the talent.
Yeah.
The creativity that this dude can go. Like, he probably, and you know what? And I think this is probably his idea. Like, this was probably his doing. Like, you know what? Look, for you, Jeremiah, I want to make this type of, I think we can do this type of sound, and I'm going to craft this type of sound for this album. And it worked. Like, sometimes producers can do that, and it can be like, Lawrence, you know, I appreciate you going that route, but it didn't work. You know, stick to what you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But for him to kind of go this route, man, I think it really stands the talent of him, man. And for Jeremiah, I mean, he wasn't outshined with the guest features. He held his own. Like I said before, him and them beats, man, they mesh very well together, man. I can't say enough how much I really enjoyed this album.
I think Kaz Grief Pedigree was, you know, when you mentioned that, I was like, yeah, you guys haven't heard Kaz Grief Pedigree.
Yeah, like, man, I know. That's another one we should talk about. Like, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
like,
we failed on that one.
Yeah, I know.
Go listen to it. Jeremiah J, you're right, man. He's slick with it. He's slick with it. You definitely have to pay attention to what he's saying. So, overall, man, this album is great. I encourage everybody to pick this up. Because it's worth it. If this is what you're into, if this is the type of stuff that you like, you will not be disappointed. I'm not going to do like Troy Ave and say, if you buy it and you don't like it, you'll get a refund back.
Right.
I'm not giving you a refund on anything.
Right.
But, you know, it's a dope. You know, go to the Bandcamp and listen to it. You know, shout out to Mellow Music Group again. They came with another great project.
Thank you for this album. I mean, it's I can go on and on really about how much I really enjoyed this album. Love that dark feel, love the gritty beats. Lawrence, I really appreciate you going a completely different route. I'm thinking you was gonna go the Orchard Days route or whatever, and you're still spinning route, but you took it somewhere that I didn't expect, and I loved it. So Jeremiah J, man, you slick with the wordplay. I love the MCing on here. I don't think we gave you enough props, but dude, you was definitely dope on this project, man. I really appreciate it. So thank you guys for this wonderful album.
Together, you guys definitely work really, really well together, and neither one of you outshined each other, and that's sometimes rare when it comes to these type of projects. You know, and the thing I like about Jeremiah J, actually about both of you guys, but really about Jeremiah J, because, you know, I think we probably didn't talk about you enough the way we should have, is like, every time I'm listening to this, I find something new. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just heard the baritone, you know, sound like Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just heard that recently this week, and, you know, and that's what I like when it comes to an album like this, when I have to sit there and listen to it and kind of, you know, figure out, like, you know, like, picking out the different parts. And like you said, you can listen to it in four different pieces, you know, as short vignettes, or you can listen to it as an album. So as a complete body of work, it's versatile. You know what I'm saying? And it gives you, you know, you can listen to it in a multitude of different ways. So, man, you know, part two, I'm gonna put that out there. We need a part two.
Another project,
because this was excellent work, so much so that, you know, I was hitting B up like, yo, we need to do this, because I felt like as a hip-hop show, this was something that we needed to cover in some form or fashion to you know, put a spotlight on this.
Whether it was the crew or just us two.
Whether it was the crew or just us two, right. Yeah, absolutely, man, because it's just high-quality work. Keep doing what you guys doing. Everybody, you watching this, also, hit the download link, man. Support, go pick this up. You can get it on Bandcamp, you can get it on iTunes or whatever. But Jeremiah and Lawrence, thank you. I'm pulling the Modest Media too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Baby, to be good for, I know.